welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm Dora. I'm hosting all of the Victory Square preview weeks, week events, hours, whatever. On Monday, we had Selena from Future Star. Earlier today, La Casquivana was on with Oswaldo. And right now, I'm joined by the stunning Jeff.
I am Devours. Hello. Thank you for having me. And hello, Vancouver. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here, too. For those of you who don't know, Victory Square Block Party is happening this Sunday, September 2nd. I think of it as a Vancouver institution.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it has a full-on legacy. I think it started maybe in 2004
yeah,
or so?
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, and I'm honored to be playing it. I'm really, really excited. And my set will be... I'm already plugging myself right now. I'm playing at exactly 3:30
yes!
this upcoming Sunday.
Nonstop plugs.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first Vic Square?
Maybe seeing Makeout videotape?
Word.
Yeah. I think that may have been the first. Yeah, I moved here in 2010. Yeah. Yeah. But I love them. I don't know. Like, yes, I love them.
Are there any bands who you, like, really associate with the event at all?
Not necessarily.
Okay, cool.
I feel like it's mostly been... like the indie rock cool kid bands that play, and then maybe like one electronic act or like one alternative act, but it's mostly just been like indie rock, which I guess is fine. Like that's been like a major thing in Vancouver,
yeah.
I guess, over the years. And this year, it feels like the lineup is more diverse
yeah.
than usual. And
we really tried to mix it up.
Yeah, which is really exciting. So I'm happy to be a part of the lineup.
For some reason, I really associate So Loki with Vic Square. I think because they played the first one I went to, and it was the first time I'd heard of them, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Who is this?
That was a very cool inclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that they played, and I heard that they were very excited to play.
Oh, yay.
So that's good.
That feels good.
Andy told me that. Which is good, because I'm also excited to play.
Do you want to intro one of the songs that you've brought?
Sure,
for
yeah.
us today?
So I have chosen a list of songs from bands, all from Vancouver. And I feel like every musician slash band in Vancouver is underrated. But even like within the scene here, I feel like there are bands that are kind of like underappreciated and don't get a ton of shows or like radio play or stuff like that. And so, yeah, I just wanted to choose a list of songs that I've really connected with over the last year or so. And the first band that I've chosen, they're insanely talented. It's basically a super group of like major talent. They're called Only a Visitor. They're fronted by Robin Jacob. And also in this group is Selena from Future Star, who put on an amazing show at the Lido last night for Fine, the storytelling series.
Did you go?
It was really fun.
I didn't get to go.
Yeah, it was good. And Selena is playing right after I am at Victory Square this upcoming Sunday. Yeah. And so, yeah, the song is called Bird Sanctuary
cool.
from Only a Visitor.
Bound in
Welcome
Hi.
back. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. What did we just listen to?
We just listened to a song called Bird Sanctuary by a fantastic local group called Only a Visitor.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and I'm going to play another song now from a different band. And this band, I really, really like them. They're one of my favorite local bands, but they really don't like promoting themselves.
Some people just don't like it.
I know, and I kind of don't either, but you have to play the game a little bit.
I was just about to say that.
In a big city, like, you have to put yourself out there, and yeah. But yeah, this band is called Jerk Jails, and they are really, really good live, and the songwriting is really good. And yeah, this song that I've chosen is called Chances Are High.
Hey, we're back.
All right.
What did we just listen to?
We listened to a song called Chances Are High by a really good local band called Jerk Jails.
Why that song?
Oh my God, I have no idea. It's really good. Everything they have on their cassette is really good. It's now up on Bandcamp for $999.
I was going to say. They know what they're worth, and they're not taking a penny less.
Yeah.
$1,000 for a digital copy. And you know what? I'm here for it.
Yeah, I tried to download an MP3 to bring in to this interview. And yeah, it wasn't happening. So we're playing it off of Bandcamp right now.
Sorry.
And
but available to you.
Yeah.
Just look it up.
Easily streamable, really cool band. Up next, I don't even know what I'm doing.
We can choose. We can do whatever we want.
Okay, so I'm going to plug another show that's coming up this weekend. Victory Square is why I'm here, but there's another show happening this weekend that I'm playing in. So it's at the Toast Collective this Saturday. And am I allowed to promote it?
Yeah,
show
of
right
course.
Now?
Okay. No, Big Square content only.
Okay. So, yeah, this is a show that's going to happen at the Toast Collective. And it is the album release for Ghost Thoughts.
Oh, cool.
Who is so talented and underrated. And yeah, so I'm going to play maybe at like 10:30 or something for that show. But also on the lineup is a band called Little Sprout, who are really talented. And then the band that we're going to hear now is called Maneater. And I love them. And it felt like they were blowing up a year ago. And then Dan went
to Thailand.
Yeah, for the whole year.
Yeah.
And so they are now back and stronger than ever. Maybe, yeah, I'm sure you'll hear of them soon. If you haven't yet, they're starting to play shows again. And the song is awesome. What is it called? Is this Waste?
Yeah, it's just Waste.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dora. I'm here with Devours.
Hi.
We are promoting a Victory Square Block Party, which is happening this Sunday at Victory Square Park. Bands start at 2:30, but the opening ceremony is at 2. We're going to be live broadcasting the whole thing. Devours is going to be there.
Playing at 3:30 sharp.
Yes. We're very punctual here. We try to be. But Jeff and I were just talking, and I think this is like a funny, cute thing to do, but we'll see if it works out.
Let's do it.
But Jeff is a Virgo. When's your birthday?
September 16th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to read some like basic Virgo traits, and then we'll see if you identify.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Cool.
Because a lot of people in my life talk about signs, mm-hmm. and I don't know, like I haven't done my research on them. So yeah, maybe I'm a typical Virgo, maybe I'm not. Let's do this.
So strength number one, loyal.
Yeah.
I think so.
Thanks, Dora.
You're welcome.
I'm loyal to CITR, 100%.
And loyal to yourself.
Yeah.
Loyal to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, analytical.
Yeah, definitely.
Heck yeah. Kind.
Yeah.
100%. If you didn't tune in yesterday for our Victory Square Block Party preview, Selena and I had a full conversation about how Devours is the kindest person we know.
Facts. No. It's smoke and mirrors.
Hardworking.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to stuff that I am passionate about.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's everyone, though.
Yeah.
Practical?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Good strengths. I like them.
This is crazy. These are all Virgo traits?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Ready for weaknesses?
Yeah.
Shy?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worry?
Yep.
Overcritical of self and others?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yep.
And then last one, all work and no play.
A little bit. Not so much, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it must be hard because play and work when you're a musician, I feel like, are so intertwined, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's all play.
But some of it's work.
Yeah. No, I just don't know. Like, I don't really make much money doing it. And so maybe that's why I don't think of it as
yeah.
a good job. Like, I don't make... But yeah, like, playing music live is fun. And I've always seen Devours, even though I take it really seriously, I have seen it as sort of like a fun side project to my life. Because cool. I just know that like, I'll never survive pursuing it. So
yeah. So, like, why not do it in a way that, like, you enjoy and is...
I guess, yeah.
Cool. If you have never seen Devours, I'm sorry for you, but don't worry. He's going to be playing this Sunday at Victory Square. But he does the best... You put these eyebrows on your face.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. They're, like, huge and glittery.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, check those out. Okay. Almost done. Virgo likes.
Okay.
Animals.
Yeah, I'm not like a diehard animal lover, but they're cool. I really like lolcats.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't really a cat person growing up, but then lolcats happened. And
what's lolcats?
Like, it was maybe like circa 2006 or something, but it was when cat memes started on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like LOL.
Cats, yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or like I can has cheeseburger. Do you remember?
No.
Oh my God, I'm old. Okay.
I was 10. I'm sorry.
Okay. But yeah, so cats are fun. Animals, yeah, they're cool.
All I can think is like, remember that cat was like a Pop-Tart?
Yes.
Yeah, neon cat or whatever.
Yep.
That's a good. It's an animal.
Yeah.
Healthy food.
Yes, for sure.
Heck yeah, bananas.
I'm eating a banana right now. You called me. Yeah.
Books?
Not really.
I'm not a book person either.
Yeah, I think that my dad kind of resents me for it. But yeah, like everyone in my family loves books, and I wish that I did. Yeah, I read a Goosebumps book a few weeks ago. and took a picture.
Does that count? I don't know.
Yeah, so I need to read more books.
That's gorgeous. Prepping for Halloween, like, it's great.
Yeah.
I actually never read the Goosebump books. I was too scared.
Yeah, they're really, really scary.
Caution, if you're easily scared, don't read Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Nature.
Whatever, no. You know what? Okay.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought this up because I lived in Montreal for 3 years, but I grew up on Vancouver Island.
Mm-hmm.
Met a lot of other people from BC while I lived in Montreal, and they were all like, oh, I miss the ocean so much, and I miss nature. I should not be eating a banana right now. I respect nature and the ocean, and it's awesome, and I didn't really miss it, though. When I lived in Montreal, I think that I'm a big city person.
Yeah. I'm the same. I moved here from Toronto, and everyone is always like, oh, like, yeah, but Vancouver is so beautiful. Vancouver's surrounded by all these, like, hikes and stuff. And I'm like, I've never been on a hike. Don't go to the ocean. Like, I don't, like, it's pretty, but it's not something that I, like, interact with ever.
Yeah, I'm the same. And then I feel guilty about it. And
same.
Yeah, and then I go on dating apps and everyone's saying that they're in love with like nature and kayaking and hikes and stuff, and I'm like, oh,
I guess this won't work.
Yeah, I'm just like a city bum. But okay,
that's great. Last, like, cleanliness.
Kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I don't clean very often, but I'm never messy, like full-on
yeah
messy. Yeah. I don't like cleaning very much. So, like, maybe I'm in the middle somewhere.
But you, like, preempt it by being, you make it so you don't have to clean that much.
Yeah. I live alone right now, and it's great, and I don't need to clean up. Like, I don't have people over that often. I don't know. But, like, throughout all my 20s, I lived with tons and tons of different people. And I'm really hairy. And it's awesome to not have to clean the bathtub every single time I take a shower now. Or to, like, sweep the floor all the time. Like, it's just, yeah, I shed like a dog.
Congratulations. So, that thanks. Must feel so liberating.
Oh, it was fantastic. Making that change in my life.
So. Okay, almost done. Virgo dislikes rudeness.
Sure.
I think that's everyone who's like, I love when people are rude to me. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Highlight of my day. These last two, I don't really understand, but that's just me. Virgo dislike asking for help?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really – I'd like to think that I'm not a know-it-all. I'm not, like, too proud to ask for
– Yeah.
I wouldn't identify with that.
Cool. And then last one – which feels kind of ironic, taking center stage.
For dislikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Maybe I could agree with that because I don't think that I am like really comfortable being in front of people naturally. Like I sometimes get anxiety performing. And so, yeah, with Devourers, I rehearse beforehand and I know what I'm going to say after a certain, or like between certain songs. It's all like quite rehearsed. But if I need to like MC a wedding or do improv or something like that, I kind of freeze up and I'm not a total natural. And so,
cool.
So, yeah, that's an interesting one to bring up.
I love it. Well, how do you rehearse? Do you just kind of like stand in? I'm imagining like standing kind of in front of like a table because your setup is like.
Oh, yeah, I set it up
same.
Just like how you'd see it live, and I perform to the wall.
Cool.
In my apartment. And yeah, that's how I rehearse.
That's great.
Yeah, without a mic or anything, I just sort of sing, yeah, without a mic, but then make sure I press all the right buttons and stuff. And so, yeah.
I went to see you. This weekend on Friday at China Cloud, and I kept being like, wow, he keeps hitting the right buttons. Like, I would not remember what button is which.
Mm-hmm.
I was struck by it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're great at it.
Thanks, Dora.
You're welcome. Okay, cool. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so every year when Shindig rolls around, I get really excited and I listen to all of the bands or artists that are going to play each year. And I played it a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
And I lost. But that's fine. this past year, I love discovering new, like, underground local talent or up-and-coming talent. And one artist really struck me this past year. I think this song is really beautiful. It's called Whisper to Me. And the artist is named The April Fool's Childrenhood. And yeah, it's just really striking. He has an amazing voice, and yeah, let's play it.
Cool, let's do it. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
When I think of an honest man, I'm lost to find one in my hand. Clenching you, but holding bone. I'm dripping slow for those I've hurt. I'm dripping slow for those I have hurt. I'm dripping slow for those I have hurt. Thank you. confession makes for a guilty room. Purified by open wounds, dripping through the gates that I choose. These openings may never close. So sit me in this gaping chair and run your fingers through my hair. And if you find the words that speak, whisper to me at your peak. Whisper to me at your peak. Whisper to me at your peak
now. Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present
The Victory Square Block Party 2018.
We're back with our annual free all-day party to bring summer to a close. Happening on Sunday, September 2nd from 1 to 9 p.m. in Victory Square Park at the corner of Canby and Hastings. With performances by La Cascivana, Princess Apparently, Sorry Edith, Future Star, Mama Rude Gal, Club Sofa, Yep, and Devours. Plus an ice cream truck on site and a raffle for kick butt local prizes.
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dora. I'm joined by Devours.
I'm still here.
Yes. We are doing Victory Square like preview week where we're promoing and like featuring as many of the artists who are performing at Victory Square on Sunday as possible. So thank you for coming in.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here.
Do you want to preface the next song?
Sure. The song that you just heard was by April Fool's Childrenhood. The song was called Whisper to Me. And this next song is by an artist named Devours.
Oh my God, they're so good.
So this was the single that I put out earlier this year, and it is on the CITR Pop Alliance Compilation Volume 5. And yeah, it was really exciting. My first time hearing myself on vinyl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so thank you, Mint Records. But yeah, the song is called Garnet Graves.
Ah! 3 acres of land. The harvest is near. Bleed out while you can. Would you still love me without my beard?
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Devours, Garnet Graves.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it upbeat and play a song called Fresh Brews by Chris Arific, who put out an album earlier this year that is really, really good and already totally like underrated and overlooked, I feel. It's a very good album. And I got to be in the music video, which was really fun.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, lots of familiar faces playing basketball yes. earlier this year. Yeah, it was really neat. And so, yeah, shout out to Chris Arific. The song is called Fresh Brews. Hey, what's up? What did we just listen to? We just listened to a song called Fresh Brews by local legend Chris Arific.
Chris Arific, actually, so before that we played Garnet Graves by yours truly.
Yeah.
And that was Chris was also on the Pop Alliance Volume 5 album.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt very full circle. Or like it felt good segue.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. This hour is promoting Victory Square Block Party, which is happening this Sunday, September 2nd at Victory Square. Devourers is playing.
I'm going to talk about Victory Square a little
sick,
bit.
Sick.
Right,
thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to sound like a total nerd or sound like I'm way too invested in this, but every year I predict who's going to play Victory Square
when
Block
do
Party.
You
it's
predict
kind of a
it?
Fun game to guess. Right?
When do you like start thinking about it?
All year. I try to like
okay, cool.
think of like, oh, who has buzz? Who's going to play? Like, it's really interesting. And then I think the curators change, not every year, but like you did it
yeah.
this year. And in the past, I think it's maybe been like music waste or things like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's hard to predict who's going to play. But yeah, the lineup this year is very good, but pretty surprising. There were a number of artists where I was like, whoa, okay. Like, I didn't see that coming, but it's great. Everyone is great.
If I was doing it, I wouldn't have done it that way.
No, everyone's really good. But yeah, I was just surprised, and it was a reminder that I maybe don't know. I thought that I had it dialed in, right?
Well,
I think I know who they're going to choose, and then like almost none of those bands were chosen, and I was like, wow, I was really wrong.
I think that it like is
so more
like.
So I think my
like...
pride was hurt. So I was like, damn, I don't know what I'm talking about then.
I think it was like this year we kind of were like. More we were all over like because usually
yeah.
you're right it is we were kind of talking earlier about how it's usually kind of like the same kind of like indie rock kind of mm-hmm. vibe and then like maybe one alternative like one like
yeah
non that
yeah.
But this year we were like let's just have as diverse genre wise as possible
yeah which is really cool actually I'm really excited about the lineup but yeah, I just want to give shout outs to a few bands that I was expecting to see. Jock Tears for sure I thought would play. I thought that maybe Champion Lawnmower would play.
Mm.
I thought for sure Necking would play.
Yeah.
I thought Prado would play.
We thought about Prado.
Okay, we don't have to get into it. But yeah, I had a few others in mind that I'm forgetting. One band that I thought would maybe play is a band called Anybody's. And they're really good. I managed to play with them at the Queer Showcase at Music Waste this year. And yeah, they just put out a cassette and it's very good. You can hear it on Bandcamp. And the song that I've chosen here is called Not Scared.
We'll be right back.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dora. I'm hosting the Victory Square Preview Week hours. And I'm joined in the studio with a very special someone.
I'm Devours. Thanks for having me, Dora.
You're welcome. What did we just listen to?
We just listened to a song called Not Scared by a really good local trio called Anybody's.
Word.
Yeah. Oh,
what's their new album called, or their EP or whatever?
Necessity of Conflict? I don't remember.
Cool.
I just made that up. Maybe it's something to learn about.
Just like saying words.
Just, it's something similar to that. But yeah, it's really good. Please listen to it or buy the tape.
The name kind of reminds me of, like, you know how Odysseus, like, fools the Cyclops because he says his name is Nobody? He's like,
oh.
Who stabbed me in the eye? And he's like, nobody did. And then the Cyclops is like, ah, like, what the heck? Nobody stabbed me in the eye. And all the other Cyclops are like, shut up. Nobody did it. You know, like, why are you saying nobody stabbed you in the eye? Like, that's not interesting to anyone. And then Odysseus gets away. So it's like, who's playing? Oh, anybody's playing.
Oh, you know? Okay. I didn't know that story. That's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It is similar to Anybody's.
Yep. But what is the next song that we have lined up?
This next song crushes my heart. It's one of my favorite local songs of the last few years. This band might be done.
Yeah.
I think they existed for maybe like
2 months. Yeah. Their album was played. They like charted a bunch when it was out.
Good.
But I haven't heard anything since.
Yeah, so the singer, her name is Dorothy, and she's very, very talented, and she also plays in Swim Team,
mm-hmm.
and a new band that have been playing quite a bit recently. They're called Psy. They're also very good. But yeah, the song that I'm going to play is a song called Nocturne, and the band was called Birthday Bitch. Well, I'm not allowed to swear.
It's fine.
Birthday the yeah, this song is amazing. Please find it on Bandcamp.
Thank you. LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm Dora. I'm hosting Victory Square Preview Week, where we're bringing performers in from the event to share their music and themselves with the people. And right now I'm joined by Devourers.
Yes, I'm still here, and I'm having lots of fun.
I'm glad.
It's really fun getting to shine a light on local talent. So
yeah.
So thanks for letting me curate this hour.
No worries.
The next artist that I've chosen is Kim Wardle, who is very, very talented, and we got a chance to play a few shows together at the end of July. One of them was called Tongue Tied, and it was, I think, sponsored, I guess you could say, by CITR, and it was at Eastside Studios, and that was really neat.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kim Wardle's really talented, and the song is called Blue, or I'm Blue?
Blue.
I'm Blue.
Myself number one. Now I'm roasting under blazing sun, riding shotgun. You at the wheel, my free will at your direction. Memorize your size, but forgot my own reflection. All my eggs in my basket, I gave them all to you. Still hungry after fables, but I ran out of spoons. Give her more than I can give, overextending my wings. Good at playing your games, but this is not a win-win. I've been sickening your dirty dishes, even when my place for. I marry myself, I remain faithful. One day I'll leave the table, cause you stop serving love. Crave the taste of solitude, I know it is enough. I'm blue. The color of my solitude. How many times I knew my yes was a no? I'm your clown out of habit, there is dust on my throne. For you, I drop my shit just to hear you say hero. Fly you to your dreams, distract me from my own. Maybe, baby, someday I will learn to be alone. I fly myself up to the moon and build a gate around my zone. I bust a myth that I am selfish when I take care of myself. Repeat it till I hear it, reverse the trauma in my cells. Blue. Ooh, the color of my solitude. Ooh.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to CATR 101.9 FM. You just heard I'm Blue by Comortal. I'm joined by Devourers today. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, so we have 5 minutes left, and I just want to say one more time, thanks for having me. I'm playing at 3:30 p.m. sharp.
Sharp.
This
Not
Sunday.
A second before or after.
Yeah. This Sunday at Victory Square. And yeah, so thanks again for letting me choose all these songs. I have one artist left, or it's a duo. They're called Echuda. Really talented. They have a show coming up this Friday at Redgate. Or am I allowed to say Redgate?
Yeah.
Okay. At Redgate. Yeah. And Echuda put out a new cassette this past May, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, very underrated.
Cool.
So let's do it.
So enjoy. Thank you so much for being on air with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It was perfect.
Time and I switch places. It became a basket. I became the air. It was turned upside down and reversed. I've tried to put a wall around each second. Cause I found that I was overwhelmed by the process in my guts. I was overwhelmed by this grasping, this longing for a heart. Seconds became massive, and the baskets to which my minutes were woven. Colossal. I curled up and let it encapsulate me. Time and I switch places. So now I've got to grow to fill it. I've got to grow to fill it. My limbs stretched thin, the holes in my skin, the empty space in them. So straight through the end. So when I came back out, there was no one around. I was a tower, alone tower. I saw the whole thread wound. So I came back down. I knew just how this turned out. This grasping. Grabs by colossal hands. I want to be shook and grabs by colossal hands. Prove me wrong. So the world starts cracking, starts skipping. Everything.